things that were said on the president's address last week. They were obviously not true.
So did you support, who was it, the congressman, Joe Wilson, when he shouted out UI? Were you behind?
I think that perhaps he showed a little disrespect, but I think he told the truth. And I think it's ridiculous when they claim it, as the Democrats claim it had never happened before, when it's proven it happened in 2002 with Bush making a speech. So the things they say are ridiculous.
A young woman named Megan echoed Wilson's remarks, for which he later apologized for. She claimed that Obama is governing in contrast to how he campaigned.
He's liberal on things he said he was conservative on. He's conservative on things he was supposed to be liberal on. So I think you lie, you know.
So you like that comment the congressman made the other day?
Well, you know, everyone freaked out about it, but no one freaked out when people heckled Bush, so.
Saturday's events on September 12th or 9/12 were spurred on by conservative talk show host Glenn Beck, who has declared a platform of 9 principles and 12 values that he has tied into the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Megan from Orlando said Beck was an inspiration.
Glenn Beck, that's it. Like all the politicians, I've lost all faith, you know, but Glenn Beck is my boy.
Really? No, yeah. Tell me more about that. Wait, what do you respond to him so strongly?
Because I think Glenn Beck, he always says, you know, it's not about the politics. It's not Democrat, Republican, Independent. It's American first. And I think our nation's really lost that.
The Tea Party on Saturday was the latest in a series of such protests held by conservatives this year in the Bay Area and across the country. Of those that WMNF spoke with, there seemed to be a distinction amongst some citizens ready to attack the Obama administration on virtually any issue, compared to others who were critical of both Republicans and Democrats on issues like federal spending. Lakeland resident Karen Temple said the discussion regarding health care was of direct concern to her because she has coverage and is fearful she might lose it under a new system. But she then continued on.
There's so many things about this administration that are fearful to all of us. The taxes that he's trying to do, the rights he's trying to take away from us.
What kind of rights is he trying to take away?
I'll do the fair tax fast, because frankly the fair tax is not the issue of importance.
I'll tell you, what's the fair tax? One of the things that bothers me is, where's his birth certificate? And if he can get away with not showing a birth certificate, can he get away with saying, hey, look, when it's time for me to leave office, I'm not going?
Oh, really? You think that he would just... I heard liberals say the same thing about President Bush. They were fearful that he would pass some law that allowed him to keep on staying in power. I mean, but is that really realistic, though?
You don't think so?
It's never happened.
Well, yeah, a lot of things have never happened.
Jay from Polk County said he feared the relentless push towards socialism.
I mean, that's what we're experiencing right now with this so-called Obamacare and various other things that he's cramming down everybody's throat as fast as he can. He's running a shell game, and he's doing it as quickly as he can so that nobody can pay much attention. There's too many things to look at. He's spreading it all out, and he's cramming it all down our throats.
The seemingly irrational fear that Obama won't leave office after a second term ends if he were to win re-election was also a concern to Jim Scott from Davenport.
It's a power thing, and they'll do whatever they can to get the power. What's next? The 22nd Amendment goes away?
Glenn Beck and his supporters cheered last week when the Obama administration's point man on green jobs, Van Jones, quit his job in the White House after a series of controversial statements the activist had made in previous years reached a critical mass. Barry Foster is activities director for the American Party of Florida, which he says is a nascent party designed as an alternative to the Republicrats. He was still angry about Van Jones.
Are you aware of what he believes in? Are you aware that he's a even though he has been removed from one office, has been replaced in another office, is still a close advisor to the president? An avowed communist, what does that tell you? I mean, we don't make this stuff up. We urge people to go and to look at these czars, to look at this super cabinet level, and compare the way this is set up to a Soviet Politburo. I mean, if I would have heard myself saying this stuff 10 years ago, I would have thought I needed a tinfoil hat.
Cora Simon made the journey from South Tampa. She also had an issue with federal spending and was upset with both political parties.
It's time for the people in office to realize that they work for us, and their egos just get too large because they're worked over by the lobbyist instead of thinking that it's us that has elected them. And I think they're going to be in for a big awakening next year because I can't think of a single incumbent that I'm going to support. And when they call for money, I just tell them no, because when President Bush was in office, you didn't stick to the principles. You were just going along with the ride instead of standing up to President Bush, even though he was the leader of your party, and saying absolutely not.